Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business, like we did with Luis Rodriguez with his kayak business last week. You can send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the old-time jobs coming back with a new and glamorous twist, and the craft beer maker in Georgia with a theme of service. Those stories after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Well, gentrification is not just taking place in working-class neighborhoods. It's happening to jobs, too. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber says in cities large and small, you'll find stylish cocktail bars, barbers, and the occasional butcher shop staffed by young, college-educated employees. In addition, these jobs have been revalued from low-status, semi-manual labor to glamorous occupations. Lauren, what have you found?
Well, if you live in an urban area or you visit an urban area and you walk around some of the hip or gentrifying neighborhoods in them, most people will notice that there's this resurgence of butcher shops and cocktail bars and even barber shops that these are kind of old school professions, but they have been reworked in a way, revalued in a way by sort of a millennial college-educated population to serve a more affluent group of consumers. So there's this trend that's happening. It's almost like making old-time jobs artisanal, crafty, more glamorous again. So a sociologist here in New York City studied this phenomenon and tried to understand why young people are getting interested in those jobs.
Right. All right. So what did he come up with?
There are a lot of different pieces to it. One is, which I found really interesting, I hadn't thought of before I spoke to him, but we live in this increasingly digital world. More and more jobs are not done with your hands. There's a certain ephemerality to all of this. And these are young people who seem to be attracted to jobs where you're using your hands and your skills, you know, you're not sitting in front of a computer screen all day. Your skills are, they're somewhat manual and they're very public in a way, like a bartender making a drink, so they're available for people to see what you're doing and to kind of admire the level of skill and knowledge that goes into what you're doing.
Wow. So this is different from a bartender or a butcher or a barber in the past?
To some extent it is. I mean, a lot of the skills are similar, but there are some subtle differences, and one is more attention to kind of the ethics around these kinds of jobs. So a lot of these new kinds of artisanal butcher shops, they're looking at local meats and they're using the whole animal, and the idea is not to waste anything. And also on passing along that knowledge to the consumer, so sort of passing along the ethics and the philosophies behind different ways of using the meat that we eat, or how to make a cocktail using spirits that have been concocted in a very very specific way, maybe using local, all local ingredients and things like that.
Wow. All right, so you mentioned New York. Where else is this happening?
I think if you were to go to pretty much any large city, you would see some of this. Certainly coastal cities like San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, but even, smaller cities like Pittsburgh or Cleveland. I mean, I think pretty much anywhere there's an urban environment that's been attracting young college-educated people coming to kind of make a name for themselves, but maybe not that interested in getting the jobs that their parents probably hoped they would get.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber about her story entitled Why Old-Timey Jobs Are Hot Again. All right, so I think you referenced it before. This is millennials demanding it, and are millennials supplying this too?
Yes. And, you know, it may not only be millennials, probably the first people who started the cocktail bars, 10 or 15 years ago that started this craft cocktail movement.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily millennials, but it's been taken up by, you know, younger urban residents, probably mostly millennials.
Thanks, Lauren. Wall Street Journal reporter Lauren Weber. Coming up next, the craft beer maker with a theme of service. And when shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, at a craft beer maker in Savannah, Georgia, there's a unique question posed on the wall of the tasting room there, where you're invited to write your answer to the question, how do you serve? It's found at Service Brewing Company along the Savannah River, where you'll also find a corkboard where military members, first responders, and other members of the community pin their symbols of service, ranging from Army Ranger tabs to civil service patches. Company founder Kevin Ryan told Fox News he's got 23 investors in that business, 20 of whom are military vets. Mr. Ryan is a West Point graduate who commanded two companies in Iraq. The beer maker has 6 full-time and 7 part-time employees, plus an internship partnership with U.S. Special Operations Command Care Coalition. Also, a dollar from every tour of the facility goes to charity. The names of the beers brewed by Service Brewing Company also reflect the company's military heritage. There's Rally Point Bohemian Style Pilsner, Battle Wagon Double IPA, and Ground Pounder Pale Ale. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.